Thanks for joining us. Rallying stocks, rising wages, and a tight labor market suggest the economy is stronger than it's been in years. The youngest, lowest earning professionals don't feel that way, partly because a large share is carrying consumer debt. Here's Julie Jargon at the Wall Street Journal. Julie, explain.
Yeah, we looked at how TikTok was shaping the economic views of Generation Z, young adults, basically, who are, you know, just starting out in their careers and facing a lot of conflicting information, as we all are, about the economy, but through the lens of TikTok, which not only is a primary news source for a lot of young adults, but has also become an e-commerce site, essentially, where a lot of influencers are pushing products that young adults feel pressured to buy.
All right, so one of the people you talked to is this 27-year-old woman, Caitlin Sprinkle. What's she going through?
Yeah, so she's, you know, she's got a good job, and, you know, she lives in an apartment with a roommate, and, you know, she uses a budgeting app, and she cooks at home so that she saves money on trips to restaurants, but she sees a lot of conflicting information about the economy on her TikTok feed. On the one hand, there are all sorts of, you know, videos that say, you know, young adults will never be able to afford to buy a home or save for retirement, and videos that warn people of taking on too much debt. But on the flip side, she sees a lot of videos, like many young adults do, from influencers showing off their big shopping hauls and, you know, their expensive handbags and skincare products and all of the sort of mass consumerism. And there's this pressure that she said she feels to buy things like, you know, Lululemon leggings and Stanley tumbler cups and all of these things that are trendy that a lot of young people are buying.
I think you referenced that as a part of the confusion with a side of doom.
Yes, exactly. You know, so there are these mixed messages about the economy and the strength of the economy. And a lot of young people see that. And then they see people that have these really sort of lavish lifestyles, which may or may not even be real or true.
Sure.
But they see people on there who seem to be able to afford a lot of luxury goods and living the good life with, you know, expensive gym memberships and $20 smoothies, and, you know, how are they affording all this? And the result for a lot of young people is that they start to have a distorted view of their own financial well-being relative to others. And there's even a term for it that a lot of financial advisors have used, which is money dysmorphia. So that's feeling like, you know, a confusion about where you stand in comparison to other people when it comes to money.
Another woman you talked to from Nashville is 29-year-old Evelyn Hidalgo. How about her story?
Yeah, my colleague on this piece talked to her, but her story is that, you know, she had been laid off from a job, and she's trying to make it as a content creator on social media, and she's a mom of a young toddler, and she posts about being on a budget and, you know, trying to save money. But even on her own feed, she sees, you know, people who have these big expensive homes, you know, beautiful, clean homes that feel, you know, very different than her own life. And so she gets these kind of mixed messages and describes her social media feeds as being split in half between those who seem to be living a very good life and those who are struggling to make ends meet.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Jargon, columnist at the Wall Street Journal.